Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Today in the podcast, I'm going to be talking about a topic that I get asked all the time, and that's how do you hire a Facebook ads manager? But before you even think about doing that, do me a favor and don't make the critical mistake of outsourcing your Facebook ads before you at least have a basic knowledge of them. I can't tell you how many business owners come to me as students. They've outsourced their Facebook ads. They didn't have any knowledge about Facebook ads or anything, how to read the stats or have any basic knowledge of them. And then inevitably, months later, they've wasted thousands of dollars with zero results to show for it. Unfortunately, I have so many examples of that, of students who come to me, and that's the story that they share, and it breaks my heart. So after you've learned enough to be dangerous, and then you decide to outsource your Facebook ads management, you've got to know what kind of questions to ask when you're looking to hire a Facebook ads manager. So coming up, I'm going to share a checklist of things with you today to ask prospective ads managers during your interviews. Let's jump into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Moore ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm Rick Mulready, and if you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for coming to hang out today. Really appreciate it. If you've been listening for a while, thank you as always. I really appreciate the attention that you give me each and every week. And if you've not yet subscribed to the show, please make sure you do that over on iTunes so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. Got a bunch of really good stuff coming your way here on the show. I'm here to simplify online marketing for you so that you can scale and create consistent income and freedom in your business, because that's what it's all about. As I mentioned at the top of the show here, one of the things that pains me the most when new students come to me or when I hear stories from entrepreneurs is when they've been burned and ripped off by Facebook ad managers. When they hire somebody to run their Facebook ads and 3-4 months down the road and they're out $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 and they've got no results as a result of it. That just bugs the heck out of me. And I'm on a mission to make sure that does not continue to happen. I want to change that. And so as an entrepreneur, as somebody who is running a business, and if you want to hire out your Facebook ads to somebody, what does that look like? What are you asking? What are you looking for? And this is something that I get asked all the time. I get asked several times a week, hey, do you know somebody who's, you know, running Facebook ads? I want to look, you know, how do I go about doing that? And so today on the show, I want to share with you a checklist of things that you can ask prospective ad managers when you are interviewing them, when you are trying to find somebody to manage your ads. These are some questions that you should be asking them and things to be looking out for as you know, bring somebody on to manage your ads. And that first thing is, how long have they been running Facebook ads? How long have they been managing ads for other people? Now, don't be afraid to test a brand new ads manager. So if you're just starting out with your Facebook ads, meaning you've not run Facebook ads for your business and you're looking to get started, you don't have a big budget to do it, don't be afraid to test a brand new ads manager for free, because oftentimes in one strategy that I teach ad managers in my FB ad manager program is if they're just starting out, they don't have any clients, they really don't have any experience, they're getting experience, is to do some free campaigns for businesses so they can get that experience, they can get some results, they can get some testimonials and case studies. So if you, as the business owner, you're just starting out with your Facebook ads, you've got a really small budget, that's one strategy. So don't be afraid to test a brand new ads manager for free for a little while. And then, you know, then you can get into, you know, they can kind of take it from there as far as paying them. If you don't go that route, I'd look for somebody with at least 6 months experience. But it's really all about results, right? What types of results have they gotten with other businesses that are similar to your business? Okay. So yes, you do want to see some experience from them. I like to say at least 6 months experience, but maybe they've only been doing 3 or 4 months worth of Facebook ads, but they've gotten really good results. They really know what they're doing. You know, maybe they were running Facebook ads for their own business for a long time and they're really dialed in. Okay. It's about results. So what types of results have they gotten with other similar businesses to yours? The next thing you want to know is, do they specialize in a specific niche for Facebook ads? I'd be really careful with somebody who specializes in, or maybe doesn't specialize, somebody who works with a whole bunch of different niches. I would, you know, kind of be cautious of that. You want to work with somebody who is dialed in on a specific niche or a type of niche. So for example, maybe they work with online entrepreneurs who, you know, maybe like, so Salome Shilak. So she's been a guest here on the show just recently, and her niche is working with online entrepreneurs who are having a big impact on the world. And they could be doing coaching, they could be doing consulting, they could be doing webinars, whatever it might be. And so there is a specialty there, but that's different from, say, I only work with, I don't know, dentists or chiropractors or whatever. Okay. And so you want to make sure that they do have some sort of specialty. And that's another thing that I teach in my ad manager program, is to niche down. The faster that you can niche down as an ads manager, the quicker that you're going to grow your business. So as somebody who's hiring an ads manager, look for that. Okay. Find out if they specialize in a specific niche for Facebook ads. And hopefully that, that niche is your niche and what you're doing for your Facebook ads. The next question you want to find out is, what types of campaigns do they typically run? Do they run conversion campaigns? Are they, you know, like primarily branding? Are they primarily driving traffic? You know, get an idea of what types of campaigns they generally run, because you want somebody with experience. You want somebody who's running the types of campaigns that you want to be running. So if you want to be, you know, running ads to build your email list and eventually be selling products, then you want somebody who's really good with like conversion ads or, you know, videos and stuff like that, which is kind of the next question here. It's kind of leads me into the next one. So just real quick, what types of campaigns do they typically run? You know, conversion campaigns, branding campaigns, get an idea of that. And then from there, what types of strategies do they typically use for Facebook ads? Okay. Have them share that with you. Give them a hypothetical, like, look, tell them what you want to do and ask them how they might go about accomplishing that. You're trying to gauge how open they are to testing different things. Okay. For example, are they open to running Facebook ads to videos first and then building engagement audiences that they can retarget to, you know, an opt-in or to a sale or something like that? You want to find out the type of strategies that they typically use. Again, give them the hypothetical that's relevant to your business and find out what they would do in order to accomplish that. What you're looking for here is, are they willing to test? Are they locked in on one specific strategy and one strategy only? If they're locked in, that is a red flag. This is all about testing. I talk about it here on the podcast all the time. They've got to be willing to test different strategies to get the results, okay? Because in the end, you're telling them your goal. You're telling them what you want to accomplish. You're going to say, look, this is what I'm trying to accomplish. This is how many leads I generally want. This is the type of maybe cost per lead that I'm looking for. And this is my budget. Go do it. You know, it's up to them to get you those results or not get you those results. Okay. But you're giving them the parameters of what your goals are, and then they are setting out the Facebook ads to achieve those goals for you. Okay. So get an idea of what types of strategies that they typically use in their ad campaigns. The next thing I'd want to know is, on average, what kind of ad spend are they managing on a monthly basis for their clients? So again, going back to the very first thing we talked about, their experience, if they're just starting out and they're going to do some campaigns for you for free, well, they're probably not managing a whole lot. Again, if that's the route you go, that's okay. It's not, I would not say it's a red flag. But if they're more of an established agency, well, I don't like to use that word agency for a small, you know, I think of agency, my corporate background, I used to work with big, big agencies like OMD and you know, stuff like that, for example. Those are huge agencies. So when I think of, you know, a Facebook ads business, I'm generally thinking of, you know, a solopreneur, for example, with a team around them. Okay. And so if they're experienced, if they've been doing this a little while, what type of ad spend are they managing on a monthly basis for their clients? Are they doing, you know, $50,000, which would be, you know, that's pretty darn good. Or are they doing $1,000, which would probably be a little bit of a red flag? Okay. Get an idea of what kind of ad spend that they're managing on a monthly basis for their clients. Okay. Now, along with that, what kind of budget is each of their clients spending on a monthly basis? So I want to know, what's the average overall client budget that they're managing on a monthly basis in aggregate? So like the saying, you know, they're managing, let's just say $30,000 a month. And then is it five clients at $6,000 a month? You're trying to get a gauge here of, you know, the type of level of budget that they're spending. And the higher the budget, obviously, that's going to tell you more about the types of results that they're able to get, because their clients are spending more money with them. Okay. So those two things are really important. The next thing I'd want to know, can you see a sample of ads that they've created and run for other clients? So as a Facebook ads manager, they should be willing to share that with you. If they don't, if they're not willing to share that with you, I'd say that's a red flag. Okay. Ask to see a sample of ads that they've created and run for other clients and see if you like them or not. You know, ask them about the results that they got for that client with those ads. You want to kind of get a gauge of the type of quality that they're putting out there and see if it aligns with you and your business and your values and that sort of thing. Okay. So you're looking for quality, you're looking for results, you're looking for the types of things that they put together and put out there for their clients. The next thing I'd want to know, by the way, I'm going to have this whole checklist for you on the show notes page for the episode here today. That's going to be rickmulready.com/hire, H-I-R-E. Okay. I'll say that again later, but rickmulready.com/hire. All right. The next question here that you want to know is, what was the most successful ad campaign that they've managed? That's what I'd like to know. And what made it successful? Do they think that type of success is replicable? You know, you want to get a gauge here. Was this like a one-time home run? Or no, are they the type of person that is able to get results for their clients time in and time out? Does that make sense? Time and again, time and again. So get an idea. What types of campaigns have been successful for them? Are they able to replicate that success? And try to get a gauge of, you know, what do you think made it successful? You're trying to see how they think through, you know, how they run their campaigns. Okay. So get a sense of what their most successful campaign was and try to dig into that a little bit. The next thing I like to know, and this actually came up with a friend of mine recently, very recently, I was talking to them and they hired a quote unquote, you know, reputable person. And then they hired them and then they were nowhere to be found. You know, they were working with their team only. And I don't think that that was the original understanding. And you want to know, are they managing the ads themselves or is somebody on their team managing those Facebook ads? And if somebody's on their team is managing, how much is that person that you're talking to? How much is that person who, you know, is the Facebook ads manager for that business actually involved in the ad campaign? You want to dig into this a little bit, because if you don't know this up front and you have the understanding or you're under the assumption that they're going to be running the Facebook ads themselves, then all of a sudden you hear from, you know, somebody on their team, you know, on a daily basis or whatever it might be. That's a little bit, you know, that's kind of weird, right? If you don't know that going in, then that's kind of weird. If the understanding is set up front, that's a different story. Okay. If the expectation was set such that, you know what, look, this is the way my team is set up. This is how it's going to work in working with you. Great. If you know that in hiring them up front, okay, cool. All right. But just get a lay of the land. Find out what type of team that they have, if they have one at all, and who's actually going to be running their campaigns. Okay. I think that's going to be really helpful for you to know up front. The next thing I would ask, and this is certainly not a deciding factor, but it's just nice to have, do they have a Facebook ads rep? All right. Again, this is not a deal breaker at all. But if they have a Facebook ads rep, that's a good thing to have in their back pocket, right? That they can go to with questions, or God forbid anything happens with your account or whatever, they have somebody internal that they can turn to. So that might be a question that you want to ask as well. Do they have a Facebook ads rep? Again, it's not a deciding factor, but always nice if they do. The last question I would want to ask is references. Would they be willing to give the names of, say, 2 to 3 current or past clients that they've worked with so that you can speak with them about their experience working with that person? And if they don't, or they're not willing to share that, another red flag, okay? They should be willing to share the names of clients, either current or past, with you so that you can speak with them. You know, look, they're probably going to give them a heads up that, hey, you know, you're going to be, someone's going to be reaching out to them. Can you say some nice things? At least you're going to have that conversation with those people. Okay. And hopefully those people are honest with you. So try to get the names of 2 to 3 current or past clients that they've worked with so that you can speak with them directly about their experience in working with that person that you are speaking to. Okay. So that's the checklist to be asking for, or to be speaking to prospective ads managers about. Now, how do you find qualified Facebook ad managers? I get this question, again, as I mentioned before, I get this question almost on a daily basis. Hey, Rick, do you know somebody who manages Facebook ads? Well, first of all, number one, in finding qualified Facebook ad managers, and I don't know if I'm going to regret this or not, feel free to reach out to me and ask, okay? So email support@rickmulready.com. I have a whole training program called the FB Ad Manager, and it's filled with people who have, or they're creating, Facebook ads management businesses. And so if we think, my team thinks that there's a fit for your business, more than happy to refer you to somebody that we think might be a good fit. Now, I can't promise that because, you know, somebody who I might think would be a good fit might be full, but feel free to ask, okay? You've got a great resource right here. The second strategy that I would do to find somebody qualified is word of mouth. I mean, this is probably the best way right here. Ask your fellow business owners if they know anybody. You'd be very surprised at who people know. You know, if you're in a mastermind, ask somebody in the mastermind. If you, you know, just start asking your friends, you know, just text them, shoot them a message or whatever. Or if you're at live events or whatever, ask around. Word of mouth is one of the best ways that you can get recommendations for really quality Facebook ad managers. Okay. The third way I would say is Facebook groups. In the Facebook groups that you're hanging out in, for whatever niche that you're in, oftentimes there's people in there with Facebook ads experience, and they're in that group, you know, often positioning themselves as go-to resources for Facebook ads help in that niche. Perfect example of this. I don't know why it just said, like, that was like a cat. Perfect. Perfect example of this is Monica Louie, who is my guest coming up in the next episode here on the show, episode 198. She started off in the financial blogging space, and she was a financial blogger herself. And so she was in that community already. She was in those Facebook groups, and then she sort of transitioned into Facebook ads. And she began to answer people's questions and become the go-to person. And then, as happens 9 times out of 10, maybe 10 times out of 10, people started asking her, hey, can you run my Facebook ads? I hear this all the time. Okay. And now, as you're going to hear in the next episode, she's built a thriving Facebook ads management business. So be in those Facebook groups that, you know, for your niche. You know, if you're not in Facebook groups for your niche, you should be. Getting in there, getting support, adding value to other people, helping each other out. And then again, oftentimes there's going to be people in there who have Facebook ads experience, and they're positioning themselves as the go-to resource. So be on the lookout for that. So those are the three strategies and three sources for finding qualified Facebook ads managers. Again, as I mentioned before, if you want a PDF printout of the whole checklist, everything we've talked about here today, go over to the show notes for today's episode at rickmulready.com/hire. And I'll have the PDF that you can download right there. By the way, if you are a Facebook ads manager, this how to hire a Facebook ads manager checklist is perfect for you too, because you can use this information, this intel, if you will, to prepare answers for these types of questions and be ready when a potential client asks you them. Okay. So don't discount this stuff, because we're talking about, you know, how to hire a Facebook ads manager, and you are an ads manager or you're looking to be an ads manager yourself. Use this stuff right here to prepare yourself for when somebody reaches out to you, a potential client, and asks you these questions. And speaking of managing Facebook ads for other people, or if you're looking to start a Facebook ads business, I've got a really important question for you. Are you ready to stop selling while confidently growing your Facebook ads business? I'm so excited. You know, this is a big time problem I see for Facebook ads managers. They are trying to sell themselves all the time, and oftentimes really obnoxiously. If you're selling yourself to grow your Facebook ads business, you're doing it wrong. If you are selling, you're doing it wrong. And that's why I'm so excited about a brand new training I've got coming up for you, where I'll be teaching you all about how to effortlessly attract high quality clients while not having to sell. And this training kicks off on July 24th in just a few weeks. In the meantime, if you are managing Facebook ads for other people, or you're looking to start a Facebook ads business, then I want to invite you to join the free FB Ad Manager pop-up Facebook group that I've created, where I'm going to be sharing strategies and content over the next several weeks. And you'll also be first in line for this free business transforming training that will start on July 24th. Really excited about this brand new training that I put together. You can join the Facebook group at rickmulready.com/FB group. It's a free Facebook group. So again, if you are an ads manager or you're looking to start a Facebook ads business, join us over in the free Facebook group, rickmulready.com/FB group. All right, my friend, hope this was helpful for you. Again, don't make the mistake of outsourcing your Facebook ads before at least having a basic knowledge of them. Then after you've learned enough to be dangerous and you still decide to outsource your Facebook ads management, use what you've learned here to hire somebody that aligns with you and your business and that you're going to be happy with. Now, as I mentioned, coming up on the next episode later this week, Monica Louie, who is both a student and a friend of mine, she's going to join me for a wide-ranging conversation about her Facebook ads business. We're going to completely pull back the curtain of her Facebook ads business. It's the most wide-ranging interview, I'd say, that I've done here on the podcast about growing a Facebook ads management business. Cannot wait to share this one with you. Really excited about it. All right, my friend, that is all for today. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Really appreciate it. Until next time, and as always, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.